One man who holds the destiny of many punters tomorrow is Joe Pride, because he saddles up the favourite. Think about it, in the Stradbroke, who's had a remarkable career so far, and he's looking for another Group 1 tomorrow.
Racing Pulse with Michael Felgate.
Morning, Joe. Are you well?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm not as well as I was before I started listening to you. Holds the destiny of many punters.
You eat pressure for breakfast, surely. Look at what you've been able to do with this boy. He's just a winner, just like you.
He's a very good horse, isn't he? And he's just continued to improve, stating the obvious, continued to improve right through this preparation. My gut tells me he'll improve again tomorrow. He had a 70-day break between winning the Liverpool City Cup in Gosford, and he's had now the two runs back, so he should really be peaking tomorrow, all things being equal, and really happy with the way he's travelled up to Queensland. So let's hope he can do that.
He looks so professional. He does what he has to do. He can take a position in a race. He can basically settle anywhere. Where would you like him to be in a full field of the Stradbroke tomorrow?
Yeah, I guess for a race, and what we're trying to do is teach this horse to have the perfect racing hat. Because he does seem versatile, you know, you may as well try and teach them, not to give away head starts and be, you know, just off the pace. So, and I guess that's probably what we're looking for tomorrow, letting a little bit of that speed and pressure go, because we know this race, if you watch replays of the Stradbroke year in, year out, the race very much changes the complexion between the four and the two and the two and the post. So, you know, he's got to be, I don't want him in front of the 400. Be nice to be chiming in at about the furlong. So, first, you know, maybe let four or five go and be in the next sort of four or five.
What do you think ultimately his best distance will be?
Really don't know. I'd be surprised if he couldn't run a mile, but I don't know if he'll be as good at running a mile as what he is at running sort of, you know, 1300. So, we'll find out in time, but it's guesswork at this stage.
He obviously has taken all before him. He's a Group 1 winner already, but this is the strongest race he's met. It's a really deep Group 1 Stradbroke, as it should be, for $3 million. Who do you see as the main danger tomorrow?
Yeah, it's just been the case. Every time he's gone into his next start, he's coming up against a better field. That's just been the story of his life so far, and that hasn't bothered him. I guess you can't ignore Hawaii 5-0, although I'm not sure about him. I thought what's the Tavistock filly of Kieran's called?
Ruthless Dame.
I think Ruthless Dame would be hard to beat, and sort of a healthy respect for maybe some of the older horses, Cardinal Gem. Although maybe a dry track might not be to his advantage, Scolopini. I mean, it's a quality field, isn't it? And there's nothing in this field rated below 102, so that tells you something about your opposition.
Gee, proven thoroughbreds have got an uncanny knack of finding good horses, haven't they? And Private Eyes, your superstar, has got $6 million in the bank, but could this boy be even better eventually?
Well, you'd love to think so, wouldn't you? Look, Private Eye's still got a lot of racing left in him, and there's a lot more to be seen from him. But this horse got to the point of being a Group One quicker, Group One horse quicker. That doesn't necessarily mean he's going to go, you know, on with it more. But some pretty good indications are that he will. So I don't really like comparing the two. I'm just happy that they're both in my camp.
Well, a bit of redemption for last year would be handy on Saturday.
Yeah, it was a bit of a disappointing result last year. I mean, running second in the Stradbroke, there's nothing wrong with that, but it was did feel like it was one that got away from us. So, this year's a new year and a completely different sort of setup. But it would be nice to win such an iconic race.
Are you confident, as the bookmakers and most punters are, that Think About It is the horse to beat tomorrow?
Yeah, I keep talking it down to myself because it's a Stradbroke, you know, and these 19 horse field handicap run at high pressure. You can't get too carried away with your own chances, but everything about what my horse has done so far suggests that he should be and is a deserved favourite. So the favouritism is before the race. So the result is kind of quite often different. So we'll see.
Well, hopefully you're celebrating another Group 1 winner up here and maybe watching a winner or two at Randwick. You've got a big team in there. Who's your best couple?
Yeah, I thought Lekvaart would run very well. She's been racing at Rose Hill three of her four runs this preparation. I'm not convinced she's the Rose Hill horse. She comes back to a track. She's won two from three. I thought she would run well. Got a decent hand in the sprint with Dragonstone, Dehorned Unicorn. They should run well. Brutality. I know he's a punter's nightmare, but I thought he ran really well last week and generally backs up very well, so he'd be a good chance as well.
Joe, wish you all the best. You've done a brilliant job with this horse. It'd be great to see him continue that picket fence in the Stradbroke tomorrow.
Great. Thanks very much.
Joe Pryde joining us there. So think about it, is the $3 favourite. He's been firm in betting throughout since markets went up on the Stradbroke handicap. We'll be interested to get Nathan Exelby's analysis of the Stradbroke. He'll join us after 9 o'clock. And for those who like to follow Joe Pryde in Sydney, Lekvaart is in race number 5, horse 4. It's the $4.20 favourite there. He's giving another chance to Brutality. It's an $8.50 chance in race number 7. And then in the feature of the day in Sydney, the Bob Charlie Stakes, the best of his chances there looks to be Dragonstone, which is a $10 chance. So there are Joe Pryde's major chances.